And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Kyle High with you this morning. And we are now talking to Candy Westbrook, the director of the Coffeyville Area Chamber of Commerce. I have so many chambers I talk to. So the Coffeyville Area Chamber of Commerce. And Candy, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning. I'm still half asleep, yeah, I think.
I think we all are still half asleep. So even though I've been here since 5:30, it's... sometimes the adrenaline is on for a little bit, and now it's starting to kind of drop off a little bit. Man. So, all right. Well, Candy, again, kind of the middle of the month, and what are we looking at here for this morning?
All right. Well, just a few things, not a lot, like you said, on the schedule. I think a lot of people are wrapping up from the holidays and then gearing up for spring stuff, so we're kind of in that little lull. So I do have, at the end, though, I do have a great question for everybody listening at home, so I'll ask that at the end. But just a couple things. So for one, we want to say congratulations to the Native American Fellowship. They were our spotlight of the month for February. Do so many amazing things, and so just wanted to give them another shout out for being Spotlight of the Month. Also wanted to welcome some new members. So we have Coffeyville Tropical Snow, which is not the one that everybody thinks that's around there on the corner. This is going to be actually down there by Siggins Street. There's a used to be a laundromat. They're redoing it. It's going to be a laundromat there. I think there's going to be a salon there and a Tropical Snow. So kind of redeveloping that little area. So yeah, excited about that.
Very cool.
Yeah. And then also wanted to welcome M&W Liquor. They were recently bought out with some new members, and they are changing things up. I've already been in a few times, and I'm loving it already. So wanted to welcome both of those to our wonderful network of businesses. Great shout out, right? Last week, so the Ravens beat out the Pirates, and that marked the 700th victory for Coach Jay Herkelman. So, and I know they had a big thing at the game Valentine's Day, so it was kind of a great workout on that. But just kudos, he continues to do some amazing things, and we are really lucky to have him at CCCC. Mm-hmm. So I know there's been some questions about one of our restaurants in town, Pappy's State Line Barbecue, but then there's Gigi's Burger Bar, and there's, so I've been getting questions about that. Basically, you have two great options now. So two, same restaurant, but there's two menu items, two different menus to go from. So you can have some wonderful burgers, and they still have things like chicken fried steak and steaks, all kinds of good stuff on it. And then, of course, all the barbecue. So if there's confusion on that, it's just because they're bringing two different menus to you, so you have a good variety. Same great location. Okay, a couple things coming up on the calendar. Well, this Thursday, tomorrow, we have Chamber 101. This is for current businesses or a new business that just wants to know, how do I join the Chamber? What are the benefits? And then also just kind of educating everybody on what we do at the Chamber. So if you are curious and you ever wanted to know, what does a Chamber do? How do they help our businesses? Great one to come to. Again, that's tomorrow. Just call me and I can get you signed up. We had the Phil Kinley High School Homecoming. That is on February 18th. So that is coming up this week. NATO Winter Baseball Camp is on the 26th. Our next Business Over Breakfast, I'm excited because we didn't get to have it this month. So excited about that. That is March 2nd. We are always at the Best Western. So join us. 7:30 is breakfast. And then 8 o'clock, we hear from all the great speakers in the community and learn a little bit about what's happening in Coffeyville. The big stuff, of course, coming up 2 weeks for you all and for all of us is the Farm and Home Show. Mm-hmm. That's March 4th and 5th. So excited. We're actually going to be out there. So Amy is going to be doing a booth for Visit Coffeyville, because not only does the Farm and Home Show bring in everybody from Coffeyville, but all over.
Oh, yeah.
Tons of people that come from everywhere.
You got vendors from Northeast Oklahoma and people coming from Northeast Oklahoma as well. It's a humongous event.
Yeah, there's people that come from the whole area. So it's a fun day. We're going to be out there, and so hope to see everybody there as well.
I mean, it's gotten bigger every year to the point where we're taking up both gyms
now. I know.
So that's a great thing.
It's packed. And it's just fun. I mean, even if you're not in the market for something, I always pick up something I want.
Yeah,
you
and it's free admission, so that's free. The best part.
So you go in, you can have food, see people, try all the fun stuff out, and so it's a great day. Now, this is down the road, but I just want to put it on your calendar, save the date. CCC Music and Theater is going to present the Once Upon a Mattress, and that'll be on April 28th. And I know there's some other things coming up in April, too, that I'll be sharing soon, but just wanted to get that on your calendars. Finally, from our weekly newsletter, so if you don't get this, make sure to sign up for our weekly newsletter, and you can read about events happening in Coffeyville, spotlights on cool things in our community, but also the latest news impacting you. So some of the things going on right now, inflation's been a hot topic for the last few months. And for right now, economists are saying that it's going to stay high for a while. So unfortunately, we don't get to see that dip down quite yet. It will level out, but right now we're going to have to deal with inflation a little bit longer. Mortgage costs are on the rise too. So, man, even though they're on the rise, mortgage rates are still so awesome right now. Cars, mortgages, you can get all kinds of good things right now, but even though they're the best we've seen in years, they're slowly climbing back up. So good time to get a house. And then, of course, the House voted to override Governor Kelly on the redistricting map. So that's been a hot topic. They're still working on that and trying to figure that out. And no easy solution. So no matter what happens, that's just unfortunately not an easy solution. But we're always fighting to make sure that our voice is heard in our area, because sometimes it can get switched around where all the big cities get all the votes, and we don't want that. We want to make sure that all of our population gets a voice. So
absolutely,
we'll stay tuned on that. So I did want to ask a quick question, though. So since it's kind of slow right now, this is a great time for me to share what you want to know about. So I'm asking everybody out there listening today, what are topics you want to hear about? Businesses that you're interested, things that are getting ready to happen in the community, on events, maybe just something that you want to know about the chamber. But if you will send your questions to me, then I will bring that back next week or any week and do the research for you, because might as well. I mean, let Candy find out what's going on and share the details on everything. So of course, all you have to do is email me. My email is on our website, and it's super easy to remember. It's C Westbrook, which is my name, at coffeyville.com. Jump on the phone, call us. You can send us a message on Facebook or just stop in. Especially, I know I preach this a lot, but especially if you're wanting to know something, instead of getting on the keyboard and complaining about something, you know, call up the city or call up the chamber and let us tell you a little bit about what's happening or why things are happening or what's going on. We have an open door policy, which means I want anybody to stop in and learn. Let me talk to you. Happy to do that, because we just want to see our community continue to thrive and grow. So just give me a call and let me know. I will be sharing here in a few weeks some information about our Leadership Coffeyville program, because the chamber's getting ready to jump in and take a large role with that and change some things up. And so I'm super excited about that. So I'll be sharing that and a few other things going on, including we're going to have a shop and hop event, basically just kind of around Easter time, but we wanted to do a shop local, get out, go stop at all the stores, see all your friends, have some fun. So we're working on that, and we'll be sharing details on that next week.
All right, so good stuff coming up. And Candy, if anybody has any questions they would like to ask you, or maybe they're a newer business or a business that's been around but haven't joined the chamber and are interested in it, how can they get a hold of you?
Yeah, as I said, just email, phone, website, stop in and see us anytime. And this is a great time to do it, because this is our slow time. So this is our time to really get in there and help out anything we can. So,
all right. Well, Candy, thank you so much for coming in today. We really appreciate it. And we will talk to you again next Wednesday.
Sounds good. Thank you, everybody.
All right. Thank you. We're going to go ahead and take a break. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.